News release. Department of Transportation. Cannabis is the third most commonly used substance in the United States, following nicotine and alcohol. This trend is not surprising, considering that some form of cannabis consumption is legal in 38 states, 24 states allow recreational use, while 14 states permit medical use only. With the rise in cannabis use, this form of impaired driving has become more common, leading to a heightened risk of crashes, injuries, and fatalities. Understanding what motivates cannabis consumers to drive under the influence can be helpful in developing effective safety strategies. The AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety conducted two separate but complementary studies to 1. Analyze cannabis consumers' thoughts, perceptions, and reasons for driving under the influence, and 2. Develop messages that might deter this behavior in the future. One study used surveys to gain a deeper understanding of cannabis consumers' behaviors and perceptions of themselves. A few key themes emerged from survey respondents who are confirmed cannabis consumers. Daily and frequent consumption: 44.1% said they consume cannabis multiple times per day. Driving regularly: 57.8% indicated that they drive daily. Consuming then driving is common: 84.8% revealed that they drive the same day that they consume cannabis, with 53% saying they consumed an hour or less before driving. Believe consumption has little effect on driving: 46.9% believe they either drive the same, a little better, 14.7%, or much better, 19.4%. Cannabis industry carries weight: 38.6% said they would trust messaging about cannabis use and safe driving from cannabis industry groups and cannabis brands, companies, 37.3%. While the second project also gauged habits, behaviors, and perceptions, it primarily focused on what types of impaired driving messages resonated most with participants who are regular cannabis consumers. Participants identified specific qualities that they found most engaging. Messages that highlighted personal responsibility and safety concerns performed better than messages based on legal risks. Participants also strongly preferred realistic, positive, and diverse messaging that avoids exaggerated stereotypes. To ensure relevancy, messages should be tailored to the intended audience. No one size fits all. The research shows that cannabis consumers consider the cannabis industry a trusted and relatable source. Policymakers have an opportunity to partner with these groups to develop impactful and engaging messaging on the dangers of impaired driving. Engaging with the traffic safety community can also help amplify and enhance public education campaigns. As cannabis becomes more widely used, relevant and engaging public health messaging will be more critical than ever. Combating impaired driving must be multifaceted, employing policy, enforcement, environmental strategies, and health information, all to improve public safety. AAA strongly encourages the cannabis industry, policymakers, and other traffic safety stakeholders to use these findings to advance public education about the dangers of cannabis-impaired driving. Learn more at How Cannabis Users View Driving While High. The goal is zero fatalities and serious injuries on Michigan roads through the implementation of the safe system approach. Since last week, 9 people died on Michigan roadways, making a total of 167 this year. In addition, 65 more were seriously injured for a statewide total of 752 to date. Compared to last year at this time, there are 29 fewer fatalities and 30 fewer serious injuries. Numbers are provided by the Michigan State Police.